listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the
Civic Media app. Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A special deer hunt in Wisconsin this fall will help find better ways to study deer populations. Terry Bell explains.
The special archery hunt will be on September 30th and October 1st at the Sandhill Wildlife Area in Babcock. It's part of a research study on deer density. The Department of Natural Resources is in the middle of a four-year study looking at the drawbacks of existing camera-based approaches. DNR scientists are testing how alternative methods work in a well-studied wildlife area. Bow hunters who are interested in being part of the study need to apply by August 14th. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Team Wisconsin brought home more than 50 medals from the North American Indigenous Games hosted in Canada earlier this month. Melissa Kay with more.
The 10th North American Indigenous Games were hosted in Nova Scotia this month. Team Wisconsin sent nearly 250 athletes representing all 11 federally recognized tribes in Wisconsin to compete in the games. The delegation won 56 medals through a range of events. That total was seventh most of all delegations at the game and the most for any U.S. delegation. The games include events such as swimming, archery, lacrosse, and more, and are held every 4 years like the Olympics. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
A new look into which Wisconsin high school students are participating in dual enrollment programs throughout the state. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Dual enrollment is a process that allows students in Wisconsin to enroll in college courses while still in high school. Dual enrollment is offered through programs with the University of Wisconsin system and the Wisconsin Technical Colleges system. According to a new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum, the number of Wisconsin students earning college credit through the dual enrollment has more than doubled over the past 10 years. The report shows that 27% of students in the Green Bay School District have earned college credit through dual enrollment. The Racine Unified School District had 44% of students complete at least one course. In areas like Madison and Milwaukee, less than 5% of students use dual enrollment courses to earn college credits in the 2021-22 school year. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
There's a new push to increase access to menstrual products. Wisconsin Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agard says women and girls need these items, but they're not treated fairly.
It makes no sense that Viagra, potato chips, and Kit Kat bars are not taxed in Wisconsin because they're considered to be necessities, where tampons and pads are because they're considered a luxury.
Advocates from around the world met in Madison yesterday and talked about how to make menstrual products less expensive and more available. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Today, Waukesha, Milwaukee, and much of the eastern part of the state will not be under a heat advisory. It will be in effect from noon until 8 for Walworth County. Forecasters are cautioning about temperatures in the 90s and a heat index exceeding 100 in the areas covered by the advisory. Waukesha's water change has city leaders putting out a calming message about a bigger bill.
We know that an increase in your bills over 5 years is significant, but no service the city provides is more important to the health of our families and the community than safe and reliable drinking water.
Dan Dukniak heads up Waukesha Water. In his video with the mayor, they outline the change for the average user, paying about 15% more this year and another 15% next year. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers shut out the Reds. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers continue to get contributions from everyone on the roster. This time it was Tyrone Taylor, who broke a scoreless tie yesterday in the bottom of the seventh inning at AmFam Field. Jeff Levering with the call on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Ground out and a fly out. And a fly ball deep into left. Back Benson! Shut out no more! Tyrone Taylor, a two-run blast.
The Brewers winning 3-0. Taylor, who missed a lot of time this spring due to a nagging elbow injury, got a Gatorade shower on live TV after the win and talked about starting pitcher Freddy Peralta.
I think Freddy started it off right for us today, man, and we were out there. Gatorade in my left ear.
Freddie Peralta had a great performance on the mound, allowing only 4 runs, striking out 13 batters, tying his career high. Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
Yeah, I mean, from the first pitch, competitive off-speed pitches, you know, no free pitches for the hitters. And then the fastball was away, it was up, you know, it was just in good spots.
Today, the Brewers travel to Atlanta, where they open a 3-game weekend set against the Braves. Milwaukee now with a 1.5-game lead in the NL Central over the Reds. Last night in Chicago, the Cubs beat the White Sox again at Guaranteed Rate Field. The final, the Cubs 10, the Sox 7. The Cubbies have now won 5 straight. After the game, the White Sox traded pitcher Luis Giolito and another pitcher to the Angels for 2 players and 2 prospects. The move is seen as the Angels will be buyers and are holding on to all-star Shohei Ohtani. In Green Bay, day 2 of training camp practices are underway. I asked Jordan Love, does it help that this is his 4th year in Green Bay as he takes over as the Packers' starting quarterback?
Oh, yeah, 100%. First year, you know, you're running out there, your eyes kind of big, you know, see everybody out there for the first time in practice. So I know my routine. I know what I got to kind of lock in and focus on.
As Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
Hey, what's up, man?
Brother, what's up?
This is a good party, man.
Yeah, brother, dig it.
Stop.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Earl. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. We kind of dodged a bullet yesterday, man. It was supposed to be really hot and humid, right?
Yeah, the rain cooled us down a little, I think.
Yeah, well, we're not going to be able to dodge a bullet for the next couple of days, but I think we can get past, we can make it through 91, 92, whatever it is for a couple of days.
Yeah, I think we'll make it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we could be. Could be in Florida. We could be in Arizona. And, man, did you see? Man, they're taking the coral reefs apart. Did you see that?
I did not.
Man. The coral reefs, the ocean water is 100 degrees, and they're taking parts of the coral reef apart in order to save it. It's an unbelievable task. Can you imagine what's happening to the marine life? You know, and then we've got lunatics who say that global warming is not real. I don't know, man. I don't know. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on in the show, but I want to begin the show by welcoming a young man that I've known for a number of years. He's doing some great things in the city of Milwaukee. Mr. Rick Banks with Milwaukee MKE. Good morning to you, man. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm well. And yourself?
All right, man. It's good to see you again. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Well, you've been active and doing a lot of positive things in our city, and always see you out and about doing these positive things. Tell us a little bit about Rick Banks.
Yeah, I mean, I'm born and raised in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, product of Milwaukee Public Schools.
Just you sound like me. Go ahead.
Graduated from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee with a political science degree, and have been working in the Milwaukee community in various capacities for the last decade or so, starting as a neighborhood community organizer, moving into political organizing, doing a little bit of economic development, and now kind of doing a little bit of all three at once right now, honestly. So I'm here today to talk about MKE Black and the event that we have coming up on Sunday and the mobile app, and how folks can just in general support Black-owned businesses.
So MKE Black, what is that?
Yeah, so it's a nonprofit that I started in 2019 with a friend of mine. After we were trying to figure out how we could be more intentional about supporting Black-owned businesses and realized there wasn't one central place to find out where they were. And so we thought about, you know, creating a database to host that. And originally we were thinking about hosting tours and doing like a bus tour around to different Black-owned businesses. But this was 2019, and so luckily we didn't do that because 2020 happened, right? So that would have been bad. Decided to focus on the mobile app and then ended up being really active over the summer of 2020, supporting like the freedom movement stuff and making sure that folks were knowing about the app. And so we've really grown it since then into a small nonprofit that's providing resources and events and connections and opportunities to local Black-owned businesses.
So one of the difficult things in our city is the lack of viable businesses. What do you attribute that to, Black businesses?
Where to start, right? I mean, obviously there's a history of racism and discrimination in both housing, which is one of the major generators of wealth that a lot of people use to build the wealth to start right. their businesses, to business lending in and of itself, where a lot of people can't get loans to start businesses. And so that lack of access to capital is a major barrier to folks being able to start businesses. And then once you have your business, having the access to marketing expertise and to be able to get the audience and the crowd that you need to sustain your business has been another issue for a lot of folks.
So you know, man, there's still people who still don't believe that that discrimination still continues to persist in business loans.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard when you're a Black person in this nation in vestiges of what took place, and people say, well, that was long ago. Mm-hmm. Well, not so when you're talking about business loans and those kinds of things.
No, not at all. I mean, I'm pretty sure this case I'm thinking about it's not business loans, but if it's applying to business, I mean, to home loans, you can only imagine for business loans, right?
Right.
And like we know that, was it a couple years ago, 2018, Associated Bank had to settle a lawsuit here in Milwaukee for being practicing discriminatory practices against folks. And so we have very recent histories of major banks being held liable.
And even prior to that, American Family, which wound up leaving because of the embarrassment that they were found out to have discriminated against Black people who had resources to even be able to afford homes. And then the fact that they would redline and say that you can't live here, even though you had the same resources as someone else. And so American Family took a hiatus and now they're back in, you know, and saying, well, you know, we learned our lesson.
Yeah. And that observation is the very genesis of MK Black for me. I'm born and raised on the north side of Milwaukee. I attended school on the east side. I'm looking like, what's going on here? What's the difference here between why there's so many thriving businesses on the east side of Milwaukee and the central north side is not the same? And so for me, it became looking into the history of that, like, oh, okay, all this stuff happened. And so now this is why the property values in this neighborhood are so low and why it can't support new development and all this other stuff. So it's there.
And you know, I had the chief of police sitting where you are yesterday. And even the day before that, I had the former chairman of the Fire and Police Commission. Mm-hmm. And all of these things are intertwined. Mm-hmm. We can talk about violence and crime and all of those different things, but at the root of all of it is the lack of opportunity.
Absolutely.
The lack of business opportunity. And those things have been done intentionally.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So MKE, let's talk about the what you have going on this weekend.
So one of our flagship events is our market series. That's really meant to provide a space for Black-owned businesses, vendors in particular, to come showcase their wares to audiences who might not otherwise be exposed to. And so we hosted it at the Deer District downtown, right next to the Pfizer Forum, in between that and the Mecca and the Beer Garden. And we usually have about 40 to 60 vendors out there and invite folks to come and purchase all kinds of different wares, support the food trucks, and just have a good time. We usually have music, a DJ going, DJ Shwana, I think it's the DJ this Sunday. So come out, have a good time.
You know, man, I was talking with you before we came on the air, and I think people need to understand, this listening audience, I was asking you about the longest standing businesses in the Black community in the city of Milwaukee, and I could only come up with three in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. And those three businesses, don't employ a whole hell of a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And so part of the reason that our community is in these dire straits is because, you know, these small businesses really play a major role. If you're over on the south side of the city of Milwaukee, mm-hmm. and you're on Lincoln Avenue, or you're on Cesar Chavez, mm-hmm. or, you know, those businesses are vibrant.
Yeah.
And all along those corridors are small businesses.
Yep.
And they're thriving.
Absolutely.
And then you go and see those same kinds of corridors in the north side of town. The buildings are empty.
Yeah. Atkinson just breaks my heart every time I travel because it could be such a beautiful street. But
well, you can say Atkinson. You can say North Avenue.
Oh, yeah. Atkinson Center.
You can Dr. King Drive.
Exactly, right.
And those, when I was a young man of your age, man, those were thriving areas. And now those are all dead. When you talk about these businesses and people who are trying and trying to make this happen, what is their biggest gripe with you about what they're facing?
It is definitely access to capital. It's the biggest issue. I mean, it's the thing that you need. It's the lifeblood of a business, and so it's that. Making sure they have enough money to keep the lights on. And then the marketing piece again. So we were able to, one of the programs that we launched as a result of a social hour that we had last year, having this very conversation with businesses, was that we don't have access to quality, affordable marketing assistance. The assistance that we do have is either expensive or it's just not up to the par if we're getting high school, college students or something like that.
So, you know, 5 years ago, maybe five years ago, there were black banks mm-hmm. in the city. There were black banks all over the nation. Mm-hmm. The black banks have closed.
They have closed.
Okay. And where black people could go and get loans without having to deal with as much of the issues that they have too in the major banks, mm-hmm. those resources have dried up since mm-hmm. the black banks have closed.
Mm-hmm. And there's an irony in that in a certain sense, because the larger banks and institutions, because they have the economies of scales, they can offer those cheaper prices, right. cheaper interest rates and things like that. And so I think people started to gravitate towards that, reasonably so, right? But then when the small banks close, now we've lost that ability to get that those resources that were there, because those large institutions are not necessarily going to have the same lending criteria, the same relationship with you, the same commitment to lending in your area as this small black-owned bank or even just a different local bank. And so
you know man, when you see this, and again, that's the advantage of having all this gray hair, I saw it mm-hmm. in a different light. We saw it in a different light, and now we see it where it is now. And listen, we've got to go to break. In the studio, Mr. Rick Banks. He is the founder yep. of MKE Black, and you got an event coming up Sunday,
11 to 4.
And we'll talk a little bit more about it on the other side. 844-967-2789 is the number. Tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear today with daytime highs approaching 91. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows level off around 70. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 92. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz on 540 AM WAUK. You got me up.
Yeah, you're looking sweeter now.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Rick Banks. He's the board chair of MKE Black. And you guys are having an event happening this Sunday. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so this Sunday, I have to correct myself from earlier. It's 12 to 5, actually, shifted the hours a little bit at the Deer District downtown, right next to Pfizer Forum. So there'll be over 40 Black-owned vendors selling everything from food and food trucks to, you know, soap and clothes and oils and probably anything else you can think of at the Deer District downtown. Also a great opportunity to check out some of the other local businesses and attractions around if you're coming in from out of town. But yeah, this is just one of the many ways that we try to bring community together around music and games and good time and provide that support to local folks.
Let me ask you, so with younger kids,
yeah,
who aren't exposed to entrepreneurism, mm-hmm, sometimes probably, and you think it might be a good idea, you know, to get access to children when they're younger,
mm-hmm,
you know, and begin to get them.
Absolutely. So myself, I have very vivid memories of the Junior Achievement Program, which I don't know if that's still around or not. But
yeah, it's still around. Okay. I was a Junior Achievement Counselor.
Nice. Yeah,
100 years ago.
I remember them coming into the class and teaching us the basics about business and like starting a little pen business in third grade, in my head anyway, and remembering the lessons learned. And then another program that I did as a youth was in middle school. I had a teacher who... And math teacher taught us how to make like the basics of a business. And then during the lunch hour one day, they shut down the cafeteria. We didn't have like regular lunch. Instead, all these little student businesses were set up and we were in there selling our stuff. So me and my friend, the very same friend that I co-founded MKE Black with, as a matter of fact, we started a pizza business. So we had a little pizza maker and we set up shop in the cafeteria and was selling pizza. And so those are the kind of like activities that I would love for MKE Black to get back into. Just building the capacity to get there.
You know, the truth of the matter is it is something that we must do inside of our own communities,
yeah,
to at least, you know, get this kickstarted and then once again fight and challenge the broader community,
mm-hmm,
to be just.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, clearly the broader community is not going to start the businesses for us.
Right.
And they can't.
Like, if it's going to be ours, we got to start it.
Right, right. And so when you talk about these smaller businesses, the other thing I notice about most of these smaller businesses is they're women who are starting them.
Mm. That's very true.
Am I?
No, that's been a very accurate observation.
So what do you attribute that to?
Oh, that's a good one.
I can tell you.
Go ahead. You tell me.
They're more educated.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, overall, they're beating us in education right now.
They're the ones who are in the universities.
Right.
And they're the ones who are graduating amongst us. Black men aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And so the black women are the entrepreneurs. In my time, it was the men who were the entrepreneurs. And so, you know, we got to figure out a way to get young boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was seeing something recently. It wasn't about, like, black men in particular, but apparently this is a thing in general. Men. Like, men in general are falling behind women in a lot of areas. The achievement gap has reversed. Back in the day, it was men who were way above women, and now it's women who are doing way above men. And we want to get to a place of equity and parity, right, where everybody's doing as equally or just about as well off. And so they were saying that, you know, the way that the schools are structured and the lack of male teachers, lack of male healers and doctors, well, not doctors in particular, but, like, right. You know, all these absences of men in these particular spaces kind of contribute to men not doing well in those spaces and furthering the lack of. And so that was just the interesting.
Well, you know, it kind of flipped because it was early on. It was men who were doing all those mm-hmm. things, and women were not allowed access to those kinds of things. And mm-hmm. and then, you know, and now all of a sudden the things have changed, and, you know, there's got to be a happy medium.
Absolutely.
We got to find a happy medium. But what do you want to, in these last couple minutes before we get out of here, man, what do you want to say to the people?
So if you are not able to make it to the market on Sunday, that is from 12 to 4 at the Deer District, encourage you to check out our website at mkeblack.org, or also download our mobile app that's available on Apple or Android devices. On the mobile app or on the website, you'll find our complete database of black-owned businesses. It's ever-growing. Right now, there's about 850 businesses listed. We are about to begin an audit process, so it might change as we remove businesses that kept closed and things like that. But, yeah, check it out and visit some businesses.
So, man, that app, what's the app?
MKE Black. So if you go to your app store and just type in the MKE Black, you'll find it.
You know, that's something, man, that I got to get accustomed to apps. And yeah. I'm crawling and crying and kicking, man. But, you know, the world's not going to wait for me, right?
It's moving and grooving.
It's the times. Yeah. Today, man. Thank you very much
for
coming.
No problem. I appreciate it.
We're going to bring you back on, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We can talk about,
I was going to say, we got some stuff to connect about. So.
Yeah, all right. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Hunter Biden's plea agreement falls apart at federal court. CBS's Catherine Herridge from Wilmington, Delaware.
The president's son was expected to plead guilty to two misdemeanor tax charges.
and was expected to enter a diversion program to resolve a third charge for felony gun possession.
The judge has given both sides a month to answer her questions about the agreement. Good news, a scorching heat puts 40% of Americans under alerts today. Meteorologist Stephanie Abrams at the Weather Channel.
Relief is on the way. We have rain moving in on Saturday. And behind this front, we actually have drier and cooler air for our Sunday.
Just in, new GDP numbers show the economy grew at a solid annual rate of 2.4% in the second quarter. Comes a day after Fed Chair Jerome Powell announced another interest rate hike.
The full effects of our tightening have yet to be felt.
Again, the GDP numbers show 2.4% the increase. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Today, Milwaukee County supervisors are voting on a plan to raise the sales tax by 0.4%. That would effectively double the current tax rate. The proposed increase aims to prevent budget cuts. Milwaukee residents will be paying nearly 8 cents on the dollar for their purchases, as the city of Milwaukee has already approved a 2% sales tax set to take effect in January. Waukesha, Milwaukee, and most of the eastern part of the state won't be under a heat advisory today. The advisory, which begins at noon and lasts until 8, does impact Walworth County. The jury took only about a half an hour to find Taylor Shabusiness from Green Bay guilty of murdering and dismembering her boyfriend. The jury is now deliberating whether she'll be sentenced to life in prison or a state mental hospital. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
This Sunday is the Black-owned Summer Marketplace downtown in Deer District from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Enjoy food trucks, vendors, and a live DJ, all while supporting local Black-owned businesses. Learn more at mkeblack.org and download our app today.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WAUK.halfoffdeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business. This week is Brunch Restaurant. You can brunch it up at their location in downtown Milwaukee, Brookfield, or Cedarburg. Brunch is all things breakfast. To get this deal, go to WAUK.halfoffdeal.com this Friday at 8 a.m. Since it's 50% off, there's only 100 deals, so they'll sell out fast. When they're gone, they're gone.
This summer, 540 a.m. WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 a.m., Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 a.m. WAUK. This
Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Texas, that same number. You know, Calvin, man, you don't know anything about this. Your parents might not know anything about this. But Mick Jagger turned 80 years old. Mick Jagger made it to 80 years. Man, I don't think anybody would have possibly believed that Mick Jagger and Keith Richards is right behind him at 79. Man, what were the odds that Mick Jagger and Keith Richards would make it to live this long. I remember them when they first came on the scene. And Ed Sullivan, who was 100 years old himself back then. And with all the drugs, man, that these cats took, the fact that they've been able to live that long is amazing. Absolutely amazing. And then you look at what Mick Jagger looks like. And for an 80-year-old cat, man, he's still pretty cool, man. Have you seen what he looks like, Calvin?
I'm not familiar with what he looks like right now.
Oh, okay. But, man, he's 80 years old, man. And, man, he's still a cool dude, man, at 80. Man. You know, see, the average 80-year-old cat, he's, you know, I shouldn't say that, okay, because, you know, I'm trying to get there. but, you know, I mean, you know, just, we look 80. But I guess when you have all that money, I guess there's some things you can do. But Mick Jagger is 80 years old. Man, these cats... And they're still performing. Now, Keith Richards was even more, you know, out there with his drug use. You know, everybody knew that Keith Richards didn't think he was going to make it, man. They used to always talk about, Keith Richards, he ain't going to make it, man. He's, you know, he's going to die. He's going to overdose. He's going to, you know, he's got some stories to tell. But he's still around at 79. Now, there's a reason that I'm talking about this. Because, and I don't know, Keith, if you've ever heard of Sinead O'Connor.
Yes, I'm familiar. We're probably refreshed because of the news you're about
right.
to share.
So, Sinead O'Connor. Died at 56. And I got to tell you, man, you know, I remember Sinead O'Connor and as a young woman. I must be old, man, because I remember her as this young 25-year-old, 26-year-old woman who stood up and challenged injustice and put her career on the line and was much maligned and much ridiculed by a society that was actually wrong. And she took on the things in the society that were wrong. And it cost her her career. Very talented young lady. Very talented. Was a beautiful young lady who chose to take on injustice. And people who criticized her, like, how dare you challenge our way of life in this country? She pointed out bigotry and racism. She pointed out the hypocrisy of the Catholic Church. She pointed out injustice wherever it was. She did it through her music. And what did she get for telling the truth? They actually excoriated her, man. She never had peace in her life because she thought, hey, just as I did as a young person, we live in America. We have a right to freedom of speech. And we should be able to tell the truth. But you know, that's not the truth. And we need to stop saying that. Because when people are willing to stand up and challenge the wrong in this country, they get what Sinead O'Connor got. A tough, tough life of isolation. even with all her talent, she was not allowed to do what she was born to do, and that was to create music. And she created beautiful music, beautiful voice. And the lyrics to her songs were the truth. What did she get for that? And so the music industry did not, and what really cost her her career, and I remember it, she was on, I don't know, those music award shows. I don't know which one it was. I don't remember. But she had a picture of the Pope, and she tore that up and was never able to recover from that. Grammys, I guess it's the Grammys, whatever those things are called. And so she was forced into drug abuse, drug use, because as a young lady, she was not treated fairly. And she was not allowed to practice, you know, her talent. But here's the hypocrisy of all of this, and why, you know, I get so frustrated with our nation. When she died the other day, now all of a sudden, they want to talk about how talented a person she was. And how, yeah, she really did have courage. She really challenged and spoke truth. Where were those people at when she was speaking that truth when she was alive? Where were they at? It's always easy to support somebody after their death. So now the music industry is now, you know, talking about how much guts she had. Hey, man, what are you talking about? She's gone. Where were you at when she was challenging this nation and the world to be better? Where were you at? It's easy now to say she was a great woman. Maybe if you would have said that long ago, she wouldn't be gone at 56. She wouldn't have had to have gone through all of the things she had to go through. It's a part of this nation that turns my stomach, because we can always praise somebody after they're gone. You know, and I'm not saying this because she's gone. I remember the things she had to say, and I agreed with them. She was so on point. But she was not accepted. Let me read a couple sentences of this. You hadn't the guts to support her, decries music industry after Sinead O'Connor's death. Former Smiths frontman writes impassioned screed on his website, criticizing media and record labels for lack of support for O'Connor during her life. She was harassed simply for being herself. Sinead O'Connor and Morrissey, as written, a vociferous tribute to the late Sinead O'Connor, decrying the media and music industry over lack of support for the singer. Praising her proud vulnerability, he writes on his website, there's a certain music industry hatred for singers who don't fit in. This I know only too well, and they are never praised until death. When finally they can't answer back. You praise her now only because it's too late. You hadn't the guts to support her when she was alive, when she was looking for you. The press will label artists as pests because of what they withhold, and they would call Sinead sad, fat, shocking, insane. Oh, but not today. Music CEOs who had put on their most charming smile as they refused her for their rosters are quelling up to call her a feminist icon and 15-minute celebrities and goblins from hell and record labels of the artificially aroused diversity, are squeezing into Twitter to Twitter their jibber-jabber. When it was you, you talked Sinead into giving up because she refused to be labeled and she was degraded as those few who move the world are always degraded. Bravo. We need more Sinead O'Connors. We need more people who have the courage to stand up and challenge this nation. The nation is in the condition it's in because we don't have enough Sinead O'Connors. She put her career on the line. She put money second. She saw injustice, and she fought it right where it was. And for doing so, she lost what could have been a lucrative career. We need more Sinead O'Connors. And yeah, you know, she's not around for people to tell her that. That's the tragedy. We canonized Dr. Martin Luther King today. When he was alive, he was a troublemaker. But after he's gone, we praise him. That's the kind of society we live in. Got to change those things. Got to be honest and truthful. And heroes and sheroes need to be told that while they're alive, not after they're gone. Sinead O'Connor was a hero. Lived a hurtful life after being shut out and denigrated. I remember her like yesterday. Man, like a star blazing through the night. You remember watching her on television? Nothing compares to you. People thought she was going to be a star for a long time to come, and she should have been. They took that away from her. For what? What did she do? She told the truth. If we had more people telling the truth, we wouldn't be in the condition we are in now as a country. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.
Racine and Kenosha. Civic Media and WRJN have landed your Green Bay Packers. Not only will you be able to hear your team run over the NFL this year, but now is your time to make your dream come true and be an official partner with the Green Bay Packers. One phone call is all it'll take to set up an appointment for Tuesday, August 1st and Wednesday, August 2nd. WAUK and WRJN will be around to talk to you and your company about how you can have your brand associated with not only the Packers, but the Badgers and local high school sports.
And we'll also buy you lunch.
What are you waiting for? Call Civic Media now at 608-819-8255 to secure an appointment for next week.
Only a handful of Packer sponsorships left, so call us now.
608-819-8255. You don't want to miss out on a partnership that will be more profitable than your fantasy football team. 608-819-8255. This deal is a guaranteed touchdown. Yeah!
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 91. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 70. Mainly cloudy skies expected. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 92. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whomever I choose.
Join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. You know, as we're talking about Sinead O'Connor, you know, and people willing to fight, there's a young lady named Greta Thunberg who came on the scene, I don't know, 5 years ago as a very young lady, challenging the major nations of the earth and what they were doing, causing great harm to the globe, to the world. And you know, she's been made mockery of. And, you know, I've heard people really just being so abusive to this young woman speaking the truth. What did she do? She's, as a very young girl, she saw the danger, the warning signs that we all see. And yet many of us don't have the courage to challenge. So, ocean warming. I was saying earlier, I was watching, I forgot what it was. It might have been the nightly news where the coral reefs. Man, can you even imagine? The coral reefs are being dismantled because the ocean temperature is so hot that the coral reefs are endangered. And yet we've got people who continue to argue about, it's not true. Global warming and man-made global warming is not true. Now listen to this. 90% global climate change, 90% of global warming is occurring in the ocean. How many people knew that? 90% is occurring in the ocean, causing the water's internal heat to increase. Since modern record keeping began in 1955, as shown, each data point in this chart that you can't see, but I'm looking at, is showing the damage that almost can't be corrected in the ocean. Now listen to that. So we do know. The scientists know that the ocean is where most of this is occurring. Now, in the face of all of that, in the face of all these temperatures and the melting of the polar caps, listen to this. Mining companies are eager to dig up the ocean because there's money to be made. We already know the damage that mining can cause on land, but it can be devastating in the sea. Republicans are supporting that. Thousands of feet below the surface of the ocean, so deep that sunlight can't penetrate, magma seeping through the Earth's crust mixes with cold salt water and creates a chemical reaction. The resulting hydrothermal vent spews water at temperatures upwards of 500 degrees. Surrounding the vent and other underwater landscapes are small knobs containing copper, cobalt, and other minerals precious for renewable energy batteries. Wait a minute. To hell with the batteries. Do we know what the outcome of getting those minerals are going to be to the life of the planet and people? No? What the hell does that matter? There's gold in them now hills. There's money to be made. This spring, scientists embarked on a search for new underwater formations abroad. And so the Falker, a research vessel operated by Schmidt Ocean Institute, which one of us co-founded, zooming in on three newly discovered hydrothermal vent fields with an underwater robot, the scientists found something unexpected. Calvin, you're a young guy, man. You know, you need things to be around. You need the planet to be safe. Or are you more concerned about the batteries right now for electric cars?
There's certainly ecological problems that producing batteries for electric cars presents, but we need to. Fossil fuel emissions are certainly more pressing in my eyes right now.
Listen, man. We already, they know what the outcome of this will be. The ocean is already at record-breaking temperatures. Hey, the ocean.
Yeah, it's 100-degree water temperature at the ocean in Florida right now.
Okay, so right. So the ocean is at 100 degrees. What do you think is going to happen to the ice caps if the ocean's at 100? As vast as the ocean is, to say it's 100 degrees, how long will it take for it to ever cool off again? So this is what we'll see in the foreseeable future, right?
Yeah, it's only going to get worse.
Yeah, man, it's not going to cool off once the winter comes. And we've got people pushing to make money. It's the reason we're in the condition we're in. The love of money. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.